Damien, a tough game here, but you just never give up. You tried your best, just outplayed by Glenn Swilly in the end up.
Yeah, no, definitely. Hey, we worked hard in the first half. It probably didn't really feel like a 5-point game at half time, you know. They got the goal after we got a few scores on the trot, and then we had a goal chance as well, CJ, a long ball in, and it bounced the other way. So it's just then we breaks, and then as the more you try and chase the game, then the more you open up and it plays into their hands. So, but they're top side, and they'll, I would say they'll push most teams all the way this year.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've got obviously, I mean, you know, as I say, the lads were well drilled, they're well clued in. Now I have to say, the fact that you would leave three or four attackers up front, which in many ways very commendable, because we're the death of club football, some people call it, in Donegal. You did have a goal, you did try and win the game. Would that have left you a small bit exposed at the back, or is that just how you want to play the game?
Well, I think we've come down here. I think there's a famous photo going around of Michael catching a ball above 7 or 8 men, so we sort of went down the other route of maybe trying to turn them over further out the field and put a bit of pressure on the ball going in, rather than trying to just counteract Michael and the boys inside. But I don't know what you do. it's a tough conundrum. But no, we're trying to play the right way, and we're trying to have a go at teams and have a cut at them and make it enjoyable for the boys. But you know what? There's plenty there that we'll be happy with. Plenty that we'll not be happy with. But plenty we can take away and say there's a bit of positivity for next week as well.
Yeah, and a lot of talk, I think, this year, players in America coming back and players away and immigrating. How is your squad now, Damien, in terms of players that are available and the team that you have out there? Are you happy with it? Have you lost many players this season?
No, it's probably a small enough squad compared to most clubs. We lost two good players there during the league, Larkin and Robbie, would have been starting midfield maybe and centre half forward at the start of the league season, you know. So that was a massive loss, left a big gap. And with this, the way championship is, the 4 weeks in a row, you know, it's not much room for, if we lose one or two next week, hey, we're really struggling for numbers and that. But listen, it's the same for everybody, so we just have to get on with it. But yeah, the club has been hit hard in the last couple of years, but I think a lot of the rural clubs have been, so we'll just pick ourselves up now and go again. Hey,
with the home match next week, a vital game to get your 2 points on the board.
Yeah, and Glenn Finn obviously had a good result there on Friday night. I was at it 30-8 now, but no, they'll be both teams will be happy enough with the draw. Both teams will be hoping that they can get something out of it and probably try and get something that you can just bring into the second round of games, or the third round of games I should say, and that wee group of two games, you know. But no, we're disappointed with how it finished, but with the first half performance, we think we've plenty to be positive about, and we'll go at next week again as hard as we can.